Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I, of course, am Dan Frio. And like I start every show, if you would, please check me out. The best way to cover all of the, you know, basically turn over every stone you can about me, just so you could see, you know, I'm not a fly-by-night company. If you listen to AM 1160, you've heard me for years and years and years. But check out. You'll see my reviews. You'll see everything. Just Google Dan, D-A-N, last name is Frio, F-R-I-O. I have LinkedIn. I have Facebook. You'll even see my personal Facebook. YouTubes, websites, credit websites, anything you can possibly think of, I have out there. So check it out. If you would, if you like what you hear and you like what you see, please review me even on some of these things. If you use me in the past, please review me as well. So on with the show. I have Michi here today. And if you listened before, she's been a special guest on the show. And what she does is it's intriguing to me. And I'm throwing my cards out on the table and I've even discussed it with her. I see a lot of late night TV shows. How to get rich quick in real estate. How to buy money, no money down. How to do this, how to do that. I even went to a few of the seminars myself, and I sat there in my personal gut feeling. The first thing was, I think this guy's making more money on his books or selling the entry tickets to this place. But talking with you last time, that was awesome. And it inspired me. It's like, you know what? There is good people out there that are really looking to help others kind of go down this path. They're not looking to, you know, how many people they can fill in their auditorium and sell tickets to and then sell their webinars, sell their books and sell their CDs and all this stuff. You really, I mean, this is awesome. So thank you again for coming back again. Please tell us how, kind of a little bit about yourself, how we reach you, because after you listen to the show, you will want to track her down. If you're looking to get into real estate, this is one of the best shows I've been on. So the floor is yours.
Hello, everyone. Again, my name is Michi Silas. I am managing broker owner of CBA Realty located in South Holland at 17070 South Park. The phone number is area code 773-913-1331, option 1. And my website is mycbarealty.com.
How about your, tell us about your, the credit website too, because they're going to need this to move forward on probably doing a lot of things.
Yes, and that is very true, Dan. A lot of people have suffered with their credit. So our credit financial educational services website, that website is www.myfes.net/dsilas.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, so today's show, what we're going to do, last time we were together, we discussed kind of in a broad stroke, we threw a big net out there and we covered a lot of areas, hard money and this and that and exit strategies and all that stuff. Today I want to go over I always like sending people down a road, making sure I don't hit a brick wall at the end of that road. And here's what I mean by that is I want to walk people through, let's crawl, walk, run, and jump. After, maybe that might not make sense, but
it does.
Okay. So what I want to do is in this market, the real estate market, we need to find a house. And in this case, we need money to rehab that home because we're looking to buy, flip, make money and move on. And that's the whole gist of this program. And it's not, this is realistic. This isn't a fly by night. You know, we don't make money on the radio station. You're not going to go to the seminars and have to pay tuitions of thousands of dollars and anything. Basically, it's free. So we're giving all this knowledge out there for free. So again, we're going to step you through this process. Where are we finding the homes? They need rehabbed. Where are we getting the money for the rehab? who's fixing this? Can we help them with those contractors to fix it? And then ultimately, you have to get out of this thing to make the money. Again, my reference last time was you buy a stock, unless it pays a dividend, you're not reaping any benefits of that. Well, you are, but you're not really cashing in until you cash in. So, okay, let's start with step one. I want to buy a home. Where am I getting a house that is in need of some TLC or might need bulldozed and just start it over? But where are we getting, where can we help them find these homes?
I have inventory. I am a member of the MLS, the Multiple Listing Service, which every realtor in Chicagoland area probably is. But the special thing about us over here at CBA Realty is that we have off-market properties. We not only have them in Illinois, we have them all over the United States. So finding a property, that we have covered 100%.
Explain off-market.
Off-market meaning those properties that are not being advertised on the MLS, they are not on Craigslist. You cannot find these properties anywhere unless, of course, you're a savvy and you do the work and you go downtown to the Cook County, wherever they
the deeds.
And look it up. But who has the savviness to do that? Who has the time to do it?
I don't know if you've ever done that.
It's a headache.
It's hard.
It is.
It's real. I actually had to hire somebody at one point when I was doing these, because you go down there and there's books and there's this and there's there. I mean, it's
massive.
It's a needle in a haystack trying to find one. So how do you? You don't have to give away your secrets, but you have 3,000 properties that no other realtor has access to.
They do not.
How?
These properties.
Don't give your secret away.
I cannot.
Okay.
But you know, it's the best thing since sliced bread. I don't mind sharing the list. But you have to be an apprentice to get this list. It's not a list for everyone because people will abuse it, you know?
Right.
So we want to keep it kind of where we know where it's going. We don't want people getting it and abusing it because they do.
So is it the list from a lender or
no.
a group of people who, again, I'm not trying to.
Hedge funds.
Okay. So you have an in with a hedge fund that has a bunch of properties that they want to get rid of. They partnered with you and said, you know what? You have exclusive rights to get rid of. That is awesome.
That's awesome. And I tell you, these properties, brick and mortar, windows, roof, $3,000.
Yeah.
I'm selling one today.
Wow. That's awesome. So we got to talk after the show. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. So that part of it is you can help them find a home that needs TLC or a lot of work. Okay. So then the next thing is, okay, but I don't have, somebody's buying a house for $3,000. It probably needs how much in work? $20,000, $30,000,
$50,000? This property, believe it or not, it needs about $20,000. So we're going to be putting it back on the market in about 60 days at about $120,000.
Eesh. Okay. I want that deal. I don't have $20,000. Now what?
I tell you, it's about OPM, other people's money. We all know, even if we lend our family members some money, we want a promissory note, right? We want to know we can get our money back.
Sure.
We don't want to just give it away.
Right.
So the HART money, again, it is collateral for the property. The property is the main focus here, the future appraised value. And I can't stress that enough because it's a ratio thing, and I can't describe it in one or two shows because it's something that you really have to study. It's not something that I want people to jump into and not know about. You really have to understand HART money because it's at a higher interest rate, and the plan is when you get in this type of loan, you have to have an exit strategy. And what we mean by that is you want to either refinance the property if you're going to keep it, right, or sell the property. Always have in mind an exit strategy when we go into these type of projects.
Right. That's huge. And a lot of times, you know, they might think is, you know, I'm going to buy. They just see that all those money, the dollar signs and all this other stuff, but they really don't have the whole plan in place. So that was the whole point of this show, is I want to explain, and we won't go into, you know, we can't go in a half hour show. We can't go into every detail. But tell us about the workshop. We have about 2 minutes left before the break. Tell us about the workshop, where, when, how, why, how do they find them, and so forth. Elaborate on that.
Okay, the real estate workshops I am going to be giving personally in my office in South Holland at 17070 South Park. I will put on my website the dates of our real estate seminars, which will be held usually the first weekend of the month, starting in January 2019. And my website is mycbarealty.com.
I'll actually post, if you would, I'll get a link, or I'll get the schedule from you, okay, and I'll post it on my website. So if everybody wants to go to 1160 Mortgage, you're listening to 1160 AM radio. So I made all of my, you know, all the ways to find us very easy as we can. Let me go through them with you. It's 1160mortgage.com, so 1160mortgage.com. You're listening to 1160 AM radio right now. You can reach me personally, and 99% of the time I will answer. If not, it'll go to somebody, and they'll transfer you to me. And the phone number is 630-338-1160. You get the theme there. So when we come back, what I want to discuss is how we are fixing these homes. So we found the house. We got the money. Now we have to fix it. And then we're going to get out of this. So if you would please hold on for 2 minutes. Come back. We'll show you how to work this process. We're going to crawl, walk, run, and get you through the real estate market. So thank you so much. Stay tuned. I'm right back. Hey there, and welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I hope you love this episode, because if you're a real estate, or you want to be a real estate investor, we have Michi here today, and she's putting the whole plan together for us. So if you really want to get into the real estate market, I love you how the OPM, and I wrote that down several times now, other people's money. She's allowing you the opportunity to get into real estate investments, make a profit with a game plan, not just saying, you know, here's a house on the MLS. God bless you. Go try to find it. Go put a bid on it. Get it. Well, it needs a bunch of work. Well, you can do a 203K loan. You might be able to fix it. This and that. She's walking us through step by step by step on how, what, and why we do things. So what we covered at the first section was, you know, where we're finding the houses, and she has a huge inventory from a company that has, she basically has a partnership. I won't say partnership with, because that's not legally allowed, I guess, is she has a relationship with, maybe that's not even the word to say. She knows a company that has a lot of properties that they're enabling her, or allowing her to get access to sell. So I have to say a lot of that because of the legalities between things or over things. So we have she has the way to get you or find you a home. She has a way to get you the financing to fix that home so you can flip it. So now the next part of this process is, okay, Michi, you helped me find a house. Thank you so much. We got the money lined up. Now we need to fix it. I can't screw in a light bulb. Help me.
I can help you, Dan. We have the rehabbers. We have the carpentry, the electrical, the roofing. I don't want to name the companies, but yeah. I have everyone from the roof all the way to the foundation. So if you are coming in as a real estate investor, no worries. We will hold your hand, literally, from beginning to end.
That's awesome. Okay. So, again, I buy this property, and it is in Chicago. It needs a roof. It needs windows. It needs doors. It needs tuck pointing. It needs all this. And that. How much involvement is required by me to do this? Or is it optional that I can kind of sit back and be the subcontractor or whatever you call it, general contractor or whatever, oversee some things? Or can I get involved? You know, tell me about that.
You know, that's all up to the investor. Some investors I have, they want to be hands-on. And then some, like all most people, work from 8 to 5. So they don't have the time to be there to oversee things. This is what I mean by we will hold your hand from beginning to end. If you work, do your job. Let CBA Realty, let us do our job. That's what we do. But I want my investors to be a part of the process. So, of course, I'm going to have you come over, pick out material. You know, how do you want this set? Of course, because it's your investment. Your name is on the money. Mm-hmm. But as far as you being hands-on, there's no need to be, because you are going to entrust us to do that for you, although you're going to come and oversee it. But you don't really have to be a part of the rehab process, the nailing and the laying of the carpet, of the painting. We will do all of that.
Okay, got it. So, I have a question, and this is kind of off topic, but on topic. I've had calls recently with people looking to get into real estate, but they wanted to, and I get why, and I'll elaborate on that in a minute. They want to do it under a company or corporate umbrella. I can't do loans that way, because if I do loans that way, it is basically a commercial loan, and I don't do commercial loans. So somebody wants to do this, but for reasons, and I'll explain in a minute, they want to purchase this property under a, you know, LLC or a company. Can they do that?
Yes. Yes, they can. We would prefer it being under a corporation or an LLC.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, here's why I ask, is because, and this might be bad, but everybody that, or anybody and everybody that went through the crash, it crashed. I had probably 6 to 10 properties at that time. You can imagine the stress on me during that time. It was all personally me. So why I'm asking this is, again, I had a few calls in the last week or so about this. Can they buy under a corporation or a company or an LLC? The reason why I'm asking is, let's say we get into, and I'm not trying to, you know, mess over the loan piece of this or whatever, but if somebody gets into one of these properties and we have now another huge crash, or that person loses his job, or just, you know, something catastrophic hits, having it under the company, you can always dissolve that company. So that's why a lot of people, when they do call me, they're saying, well, can I buy this under a corporate name? And I can't do it that way. But they can buy it under a business name.
Yes, okay. We prefer it being bought under a business name.
That's,
yes.
That's okay. That's different. That's hugely different. And that's kind of that's awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome. Okay. So now, Michi got us a house. Thank you. You're awesome.
Thank you.
We got the money.
Yes.
We know it's a high rate and it's hard money, but we're going to get out of this thing. You helped me get the contractors involved. Everybody, they pulled permits. They did this. They did the tuck pointing. Everything we needed to do. Now it's going back on the market. What could I expect at that point? So what I'm doing, you're involved with me this whole process. I don't want this property. I want to make, you know, $20,000, $30,000. Hopefully, God bless, if we do. Then we can take that and we can use it on another property and kind of, you know, use the funds and keep rolling, you know, as we can. Walk me through, now that the house is rehabbed, now what are we doing? I don't want this house. I don't want the house. Mm-hmm. Help me get rid of it. What are we doing?
We are going to market this property on several social media sites, on the MLS. And to be honest with you, I'm going to market this property even when you purchase it. I'm going to be marketing this property from day one. So people who are interested in it, they can see the process. We can have a buyer even before you finish the rehab on it. You know, we can have a buyer to come in and be like, oh, you know what? Well, I want this wall here painted blue. Well, yeah, we have your approval from Dan to purchase right after the rehab. And Dan already knows about the property because you've been with me.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So basically, when we get these properties, if I have an investor that says, Michi, I'm in it to fix and flip, I am marketing that property from day one.
That's awesome. So now, do you have a lot of buyers who are buying this to live?
Well, right now, my buyers that are wanting to owner-occupy, I am sending them to you, Dan, for a straight FHA, you know, nice mortgage because their mindset is not in investing, although it is investing, but you know, it's a different type of investing. They want to sit their couch here. They want to hang their pictures there. They're not looking to fix or flip.
I get it.
They want to live there.
I mean, this is huge insight because, again, I have a lot of clients who, I mean, especially in the inventory that's out there right now, the sweet spot with a lot of first-time homebuyers, you know, they want a $1,200 payment, $1,300 payment. That might put them into a $120,000 to $180,000 home. Those are hard to find. So this might be a way for people to get into the entry market and get almost a brand new home customized to their wants in that price range that fits their needs.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Okay, so let's recap all this because this is really cool. Again, if you're a real estate investor or you want to get involved with real estate, Michi, you got to go through it one more time with us.
Okay.
How do we get you? And then when I'm done, I'm just going to go through one little thing at the end here. But I really want, you know, please call her. Call me as well. If you can't track her down, call me. If you're looking to do this, I'll put you in contact with her and we'll get this whole process going for you. But again, one more time, please grab a paper and pen, write down all her information, but I'll post it on my website as well and all my social media, Facebooks and all that, so you can track her down. But go ahead. Tell us all about you again.
Okay, here we go. Michi Silas. I've been in the business for 20 years. My phone number is area code 773-913-1331, option 1. You can look up my website at www.mycbarealty.com. And of course, those of you that need help with your credit, I have a financial education service website at www.myfes.net/dsilas.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And I want to also promote at this time, and I try to do it at most of the shows, is a website I created, and it also helps you with credit. I won't say Michi's system is probably a lot different than mine. It's credit repair and things. Mine is more educational, and I know yours is too. But basically, if you would go to, and it's a sponsor of the show, creditscores.com. The biggest thing I can say is step one is free. You can go there. You can get an educational credit score. And what I mean by educational, it's called what's called a Vantage score. It's not a FICO score. A FICO score is the score that most lenders, all lenders, really use in determining your credit worthiness. Not only creditors, but insurance companies. You know, that's where your credit cards are going to come from, auto loans. You'd be surprised, even employment. You know, you might not get a job because your credit is just absolutely terrible. So go to the website, at least complete step one. It's a free system. It'll give you that, plus a lot of education there. So again, I want to thank Michi for coming here. Awesome. It was a huge insight on me. So thanks again. Please check me out at 1160mortgage.com, or you can reach me personally. And most of the time when I answer the phone, people kind of freak out and they're like, "Do you really answer the phone?" I really answer the phone. So you can reach me at 630-338-1160. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks, Michi. God bless. Have a great evening, guys.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.